The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. It takes a certain kind of brave to run a business. We see it, we back it.
Well, in relation to the protocol, hopefully all sides can find some way to make things work. And a big find was on the minds of the Kenny's Bookshop family in Galway this week when they discovered two solid gold coins in the spine of an old prayer book. But what other valuable finds can be found in bookshops? Sheafra Mulqueen has been finding out.
The bookshop is a place of peace and quiet. The smell is a huge one, particularly, I guess, secondhand bookshops. It's a place of discovery.
It's oh so quiet.
When you come across the books, when you open the box or open the book itself, the dust that comes out of it, because quite often these books have sat on a shelf for 50 or 100 years.
In any bookshop, you can find hidden gems, but sometimes you can find actual treasure. That's what happened to Sarah and Tomás Kenny of Kenny's Bookshop in Galway.
I'll just show you them here. They were wrapped up in this piece of paper attached to the spine at the back. Mexico was a very difficult place to be a member of the clergy in the early 20th century. It's entirely possible that they could have been there, I guess, as sort of an easy and quick access for cash for a priest who might need to leave quickly. But they're worth about 5,000 euro, the two of them together.
Wow. Have you had many people coming into the shop?
Yeah, it's really funny. People are coming in kind of shaking the books now of the rest of the library to see what they can find inside. So to date, these are the only two gold coins we've come across.
As well as solid gold, solid advice has also been discovered from famous names amongst the archives, including a Winston Churchill critique of a book called Europe's Fate.
I think it is very fine, and as soon as it is published, the better. The only criticism that I have to make is this. One must not try to be too clever. No one comprehends the world. Yours, Winston S. Churchill.
Bus tickets, letters to Santa, payslips, cheques that are out of date by about 40 years, shopping lists, you name it. And then on the odd occasion, insects, which have been squashed and splattered between the pages.
Jenny Doherty runs Little Acorns Bookstore in Derry. She makes new discoveries every day, but inscriptions are her favourite, especially this one.
It's actually called The Man from the Moon by Philip Carmichael, illustrated by Frank Watkins. And it was published in 1909. And the cover is very beat up, and I mean, it's been well loved. And it's dark navy cover with gold. And the wee inscription, this is just so gorgeous. Christmas 1912. And it goes, "To Margaret, my little star, love from the man on the moon, Daddy, and two kisses." And that was like, oh my gosh, so precious. And personal to me, because I always thought my dad was the man on the moon. I know if anybody wants to buy this book, I probably would say, no, it's not for sale. It lives in the bookshop among my shelves to sort of, you know, be companions and friends with the other older books around the same era.
Love letters straight from your heart.
Love letters that were never sent. And I do feel like a little bit of a eavesdropping, or I'm reading private diary entries when you find these things. Even the different kinds of handwriting, the scribbles, you know, I can't help myself but trace my finger over the writing. And you can feel the sort of like raised letters, and you think, my God, somebody else's hand has been placed on this same page.
Sometimes the finds can be romantic, and other times,
oh God almighty, oh, where do I start? I came across a packet of, I didn't know what it was. Was it like Wrigley's chewing gum or whatnot? And then I looked closer, oh my God. But it was a packet of Viagra.
Do you remember what book it was in?
PJ Woodhouse. It was that kind of type of books, you know. It wasn't, let's just say it wasn't a hard read. Sorry.
I think one of the more valuable items that came through the door for us one time was a few years back, and this lady came in with a first edition of The Origin of the Species by Charles Darwin. I think I valued it at the time at 75,000. But yeah, she was pleasantly surprised.
David Cunningham of Ulysses Rare Books in Dublin says that you can come across very valuable finds when you least expect it.
This American gentleman came into the shop, and he was looking at a copy of the Book of Kells that we have The price was 95 pence as it was at the time, but he was a little bit concerned that the price might be a bit high, and he kind of then said, well, you know something, I'll have a little think about that and I might come back later on. But while he was looking at the book, my sister Aisling happened to be showing him it. On the front free end paper, in the front blank page, she noticed a little inscription which we hadn't noticed before. It was actually an inscription by James Joyce to a man called Michael Healy in Galway, and it transpires that Michael Healy was Nora Barnacle's uncle. We priced it, we catalogued it, and I think we sold it for about £3,500. 10 years later, we saw it in the bookseller's catalogue for €15,000. The American man certainly lost out on that deal.
And sometimes a book can find its own way home, as Tomás and Sarah Kenny found out.
Our grandparents set up the bookshop in Galway in 1940. One of the things we do come across a lot when we buy in batches of secondhand books or libraries, you can open a book and see on the inside handwritten pricing of Granny and Grandad, because we'd obviously recognise their handwriting.
One of the boxes I always remember coming across was, it had been sealed in the 60s. And you could tell because the tape had a date on it and it had never been opened. And there was about 70 copies of Seamus Heaney's first book, Death of a Naturalist, which he had signed. In it was a little note from my grandmother. She'd written saying, I think he's going to be good. You know, we should hold on to these. And it was a note to my grandfather. Yeah, there wasn't much she wasn't right about now, in fairness.
Shifra Mulqueen reporting there.